I've been looking at prospects for 2018 geopolitically with the former, he was a former Swiss-German banker, Manfred Petrisch. He now writes a German language blog called All Smoke and Mirrors, or in German, Alles Schau und Rausch, from his home in Abkhazia on the Black Sea. And I spoke to Manfred just a couple of days ago about what he thought the prospects were for 2018. But I started by asking him about the potential, anyway, that the Nazis were involved in developing the atomic weapons, because he, in his younger days, had several conversations with former Nazi scientists, because his father was in Germany at the time and also a scientist. So, he's in a position to know about things like that. Anyway, here's a short extract of my chat with Manfred Petrisch about geopolitics 2018 and Nazi nuclear weapons.
We all know, who have studied history, about the Second World War, that it was the Soviet Union who defeated Hitler and the Third Reich, and not the West. You can see it just alone by the number of divisions that Germany used. They used 250 divisions against the Soviets and only 25 divisions against the West. So it's a 10-to-1 deployment of military forces between East and West. And still, the Soviets managed to absolutely destroy the German Wehrmacht. So what the West was up against was just a tiny fraction of the German forces. And the same applies, by the way, to Japan. It was the Soviets who actually defeated Japan by defeating an army of 1.2 million Japanese soldiers in Manchuria at the end of the war. And the Japanese actually capitulated because they were afraid that the Soviets were about to invade Japan. I mean, they were ready to invade Japan, and that's why they capitulated.
What about the German ability to build an atomic bomb? A lot of people have been saying that actually that was quite advanced during World War II.
I can tell you that I've spoken a long time ago with one of the scientists who was involved in this project, and they actually tested, they actually did two atomic explosions during the war. One was done in the Lüneburger Heide, and one was done on one of the North Sea islands. They were comparatively tiny explosions. They were very far advanced. And the reason why the Americans with the Manhattan Project had a big problem, they didn't know how to ignite the atomic bomb. They didn't know how to ignite it. And that's why they had to wait until Germany was occupied and get the technology. That's why they were able to do the first explosion in July of 45. They had to wait until they got the technology from the Germans.
So was Churchill right to be worried about an atomic bomb being on the end of a V2 heading for London?
Absolutely. Sure. But not only a V2. The Germans had the four-engine bombers who were able to hit New York. They would have been able to also hit the east coast of the United States.
So why didn't the Nazis use the atomic bomb if they had it then?
Because Hitler did not put much priority on that for some strange reason. He didn't prioritize the atomic weapon. Maybe he didn't understand it or something. He also didn't give much resources to this development.
So I guess the people of London in the 1940s and New York should be very glad that they didn't get nuked.
In a way, yes. Well, then the Japanese got it. The bombs were dropped on Japan.
Do you think there's any likelihood of a nuclear war with the North Koreans? Is that real or is it just rhetoric?
No, it's not real. Because if America does anything, then South Korea and also Japan is gone. There are 35,000 American soldiers in South Korea. They will be all dead.
Is there anything positive you see around the world for the next year, 2018?
Well, I see a positive. I see that China and Russia are working together, together with Iran, and also India is coming into play. They have definitely going away from the dollar as a dominant currency. What definitely is happening is that America is a declining imperium. You know, it's a declining power.
Aren't declining powers dangerous?
Sure, sure they are. They can think that maybe as a last resort, let's throw some bombs around the place. You see, the problem is that a lot of people are not taking America serious anymore. I mean, you saw it when Obama visited China. The Chinese didn't even roll out a set of stairs to his Air Force One plane. They didn't give him stairs so that he could step out of his plane. That means there is no more respect for America. It's lost a lot of its credibility, and especially now in regarding Syria. I mean, the winner is definitely Russia, and everybody knows what they can do now, right? I mean, what we have seen is that Russia used Syria to test its weapons, to improve the whole military. It was a testing ground, because there's always a difference between theory and practice. And they have used this war to show the world also what they're capable of. And their electronic capabilities are far beyond what the West can do. Electronic warfare, they are really number one in that area.
Also, I spoke to Manfred about the European Union and the Bilderbergs, because that was one of the first places I ever met Manfred, was at a Bilderberg conference in Dresden last year. And he was there to, because he thinks it's one of the most interesting places to go. And you can actually have a chat with some of the people that run the Western world, that is to say these 120 Bilderbergers. And so he, I just thought I'd get his take on what he, I suppose it's the deep state, what we were hearing about the mullahs over in Iran, filtering people who are going to run for political office. Effectively, Bilderberg is the equivalent here in the West, or one of them anyway. So let's see what Manfred had to say about them.
The Bilderberg was created by a Nazi. I mean, we know that Prince Bernhard was a member of the NSDAP, of the National Socialist Party. He was a member of the SS and SR. So the Bilderbergers were created by a Nazi and the president. So Bilderberg is actually a continuation of the Nazi ideology, which means one ruler, one empire, one everything. You know, that's how the EU was created. I mean, we know that the Bilderbergers created the EU also with this idea of one empire, one currency, one government, and so forth.
So do you have any agreement with people that say that actually the Nazi Party won the Second World War? They didn't lose at all?
Well, it depends how you see it. Military-wise, they lost it. But from an ideological point of view, they won it. You see, the Nazis didn't just disappear after the war. They just changed their tactics and said, well, if we can't do it through the Wehrmacht, let's do it through the economy. And let's create this economic union, and then we can take over Europe and have one currency and one ruler and one everything. So actually, the EU is just a continuation in another form of the Third Reich, right?